Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As we migrated more of our business to the cloud, we were seeing expenses go up, but we couldn't pinpoint the cause. It seemed less of a cloud, more of a fog. That's why we brought on Cloud Optimizer, and they saved the day.
Are you seeing your cloud hosting bills go up and you're not sure why? It's time to put Cloud Optimizer to work for you. Cloud Optimizer analyzes usage patterns, right-sizes resources, leverages discounts you may not be aware of, implements automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service.
With Cloud Optimizer, we have our spend under control, our company is more agile, profitable, and we're getting peak performance from our cloud.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Today in Business from Wired.
How 10 skin tones will reshape Google's approach to AI. For years, the tech industry has relied on a 6-shade scale to classify skin tones. The search giant's open-source alternative could change that. By Kari Johnson. For years, tech companies have relied on something called the Fitzpatrick scale to classify skin tones for their computer vision algorithms. Originally designed for dermatologists in the 1970s, the system comprises only 6 skin tones, a possible contributor to AI's well-documented failures in identifying people of color. Now Google is beginning to incorporate a 10 skin tone standard across its products called the Monk Skin Tone, or MST scale, from Google Search Images to Google Photos and beyond. The development has the potential to reduce bias in datasets used to train AI in everything from healthcare to content moderation. Google first signaled plans to go beyond the Fitzpatrick scale last year. Internally, the project dates back to a summer 2020 effort by 4 black women at Google to make AI work better for people of color, according to a Twitter thread from Zango Aye, a responsible AI product manager at the company. At Google's I/O conference, the company detailed how wide an impact the new system could have across its many products. Google will also open source the MST, meaning it could replace Fitzpatrick as the industry standard for evaluating the fairness of cameras and computer vision systems. Think anywhere there are images of people's faces being used where we need to test the algorithm for fairness, says Aye. The Monk Skin Tone Scale is named after Ellis Monk, a Harvard University sociologist who has spent decades researching colorism's impact on the lives of black people in the United States. Monk created the scale in 2019 and worked with Google engineers and researchers to incorporate it into the company's product development. The reality is that life chances, opportunities, all these things are very much tied to your phenotypical makeup, Monk said in prepared remarks in a video shown at I/O. We can weed out these biases in our technology from a really early stage and make sure the technology we have works equally well across all skin tones. I think this is a huge step forward. An initial analysis by Monk and Google research scientists last year found that participants felt better represented by the MST than by the Fitzpatrick scale. In a recently published FAQ, Google says that having more than 10 skin tones can add complexity without extra value, unlike industries like makeup, where companies like Rihanna's Fenty Beauty offer more than 40 shades. Google is continuing to work to validate the Monk skin tone scale in places like Brazil, India, Mexico, and Nigeria, according to a source familiar with the matter. Further details are expected soon in an academic research article. The company will now expand its use of the MST. Google Images will offer an option to sort makeup-related search results by skin tone based on the scale, and filters for people with more melanin are coming to Google Photos later this month. Should Google adopt the 10 skin tone scale across its product lines, it could have implications for fairly evaluating algorithms used in Google search results, Pixel smartphones, YouTube classification algorithms, Waymo self-driving cars, and more. Colorism encoded into technology can lead to undignified outcomes for people with dark skin, such as Google Photos mislabeling pictures of black people as gorillas, racist soap dispensers, and automatically generated stereotypical images. An algorithm that Google developed to identify lesions lacked inclusion for people with dark skin tone. Autonomous driving systems have been found to identify people with dark skin much less reliably than those with white skin. Most famously, a 2018 research paper co-authored by former ethical AI team co-lead Timnit Gebru concluded that facial recognition algorithms made by major companies performed worse on women with dark skin, work detailed in the documentary Coded Bias. In the wake of Google firing Gebru in late 2020, Black in AI and Queer in AI groups pledged to no longer receive funds from Google, and the company's 2021 diversity report found that its attrition rates are highest among Black and Native American women. IA says further study is needed to validate results that indicate a Monk over Fitzpatrick preference or whether a Monk approach leads to more equitable algorithms for dermatologists. But early results, especially for groups poorly represented in computer vision datasets, are promising. Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.